Commerce Commission going to end up with more power potentially. The minister wants to give it the ability to launch probes into industries where market abuse is suspected without the government's approval. Currently, ministers need to sign this off. This is, of course, directly linked to the investigation into the fuel sector and whether we're being rorted at the petrol pump or not. Minister Chris Farfoy is with us. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
This is an ongoing, this is the outworkings of the Collins inquiry, right?
Roughly, it's just, the Commerce Commission and their move to introduce market studies could apply to any market. I guess at the moment people are concerned about the variances in the fuel market, but looking at my role in terms of the Commerce Minister and the previous government wanted to introduce the power for the Commerce Commission to have these market studies, we think actually that would take the politics out of it, and if the experts in this field think that a market should be looked into, and that they should be able to self-initiate one of these market studies.
Do you worry they potentially get out of control?
No. I think there's going to be obviously a threshold for them to determine whether or not a market study should be introduced. I think the thing that we also need to be aware of is the cost involved. They're not cheap, so we can control it in terms of how much money we're given, so that they are very careful about when they do initiate a market study. But I do think that the Commerce Commission is independent. We need to give them the tools to look into markets if they feel, and the public importantly feel, that consumers aren't getting an optimal benefit out of a market.
A market study with a view to doing and achieving what?
Well, I think having the ability there may change some of the behaviour in markets. But a market study, the Commerce Commission can come back with recommendations from, in a very simple terms, some public information, all the way through to regulation. So I think, the important thing about the market studies, Mike, is I think it will have the ability to collect the information that it does and that it needs, and to ensure that it can figure out whether a market is operating properly.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the issue, I think, that was frustrating around the fuel market.
It was a problem for Judith Collins because some of the petrol companies didn't want to take part. Under these laws, will they be forced to take part?
It's not necessarily forced to take part, but the Commerce Commission will have the power to go and get the information that they need. The market studies aren't into specific companies. It is into a market and how the wider market is operating. But the important and key thing with these market studies is the Commerce Commission will have the ability, will have the authority to go and get the information that they need to figure out whether a market is operating as the public would want it to, so consumers feel like they're getting a good deal.
What do you reckon? What's your suspicion on the petrol market? Is there something there to be probed or not?
Look, it's not for me to say. I think people are frustrated about the variances, as I said earlier. Unfortunately, you won't be able to look at new market studies probably until about 12 months. We think it's going to take about 12 months to get the legislation through. But I've been in discussions with Minister Megan Woods around this, and she's looking at other options that we might be able to use in the meantime to make sure we can get some more confidence in the market that consumers are getting a fair deal.
Appreciate your time very much. Chris Farfoy, the Commerce Minister, with us this morning.